Welcome to Tamu's Milkcast. I'm Dr. Ellen Jordan, Extension Dairy Specialist.
And I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick, Extension Dairy Specialist.
Together, we will be bringing you science-based educational information on a variety of dairy topics.
With all that has happened since 9/11 and recent outbreaks of Salmonella and E. coli, biosecurity is becoming more and more of a concern on our dairies. Before we start talking about biosecurity, Ellen, why don't you define it for us?
Well, biosecurity is the combined management strategies to prevent the introduction of disease and pathogens onto a dairy operation and to control the spread of a disease within the operation. The driving force behind the push to establish biosecurity measures on farms goes beyond the prevention of animal losses. Producers have really started to focus on biosecurity issues because they have recognized that food quality and safety can be compromised through chemical or microbial contamination. This contamination can occur because new animals were introduced to the farm or through people, feed, water, manure, farm equipment, drugs, and environmental sources.
Doesn't the industry already have a way to minimize public risk to food contaminants? Isn't our food supply one of the safest in the world?
Well, the reason our food supply is one of the safest in the world is that through an industry-government relationship, we have minimized potential public health risks from drugs and other chemicals. It's now time to focus on controlling the risks from microbial pathogens. Producers have to start placing a higher priority on preventing diseases such as clinical mastitis and Yoni's disease that result in premature culling and lost production. Major efforts have been made to eradicate brucellosis and tuberculosis in the nation's beef and dairy herds. We are now moving on to diseases such as Staph aureus and M. paratuberculosis, which are far more of a threat to our livestock than the human population.
Ellen, how do you set up a biosecurity plan?
Well, first, you need to identify the diseases that you want to prevent. The second step is to identify the risk factors by determining the way the organism is spread onto the farm and then to various animals once it's been introduced.
Can you give an example of a specific risk?
One of the most common risk factors is moving cattle from farm to farm. If you want to prevent your herd from becoming contaminated with a certain disease, buy animals that have been tested negative or that come from herds with test negative status.
If we have a disease on the farm, what do we do then?
Well, first, determine how the disease is spread. For example, fecal contamination is the primary means of contamination with the Yoni's disease organism, although some can be transferred via colostrum or to the fetus in the uterus. Since fecal contamination is the primary means of contamination and transmission, cleanliness is critical for decreasing exposure. Reducing the number of cows calving in a given area can reduce the contamination load as well. Also, using a separate area for sick and calving animals helps prevent the spread of yonis.
Sounds like biosecurity can be costly.
Well, Tamalee, as with any management practice, the benefits and costs must be weighed against each other. Each dairy needs to determine what level of risk they're willing to take and decide how simple or complex their system needs to be. A biosecurity plan is insurance against disease, and you are the only one who can determine how much coverage you need.
Join us in future Tamu's Milkcast to learn more about implementing a biosecurity program. Until then, this is Tamalee Nenick and Ellen Jordan wishing you a good day.